Republicans rejoice at Liz Cheney's leadership ouster, goodbye. By Wendell Hasebo on May 12, 2021. Conservative in America First Republicans rejoiced at Representative Liz Cheney's R.Y. leadership ouster Wednesday as an end to the Bush-Cheney M.C. Cain era. Goodbye Liz Cheney. Representative Madison Cawthorn tweeted shortly after the caucus vote. Liz Cheney is so mad right now because this was a vote that her and fellow Democrats couldn't re-get 3 a.m. Travis, who has 4,755 followers, tweeted. A town hall columnist wrote, so she's going to try to keep Trump as far away from the White House as the Cheneys keep away from the wars they send your kids to fight? Good riddance to the Bush-Cheney M.C. Cain era of the Republican Party, Daniel B. Revicker said. Michael Knowles tweeted, can't believe the GOP ousted Liz Cheney even after she received the coveted O.J. Simpson endorsement. Representative Andy Harris, RMD, said Cheney has repeatedly found herself in the minority of her conference on key issues and served as a distraction, rather than a unifying figure in our leadership. Senator Lindsey Graham also gave positive marks for Cheney's ouster, saying Cheney has taken a position regarding former President Trump which is out of the mainstream of the Republican Party. Florida State Representative Anthony Sabatini said, who thought it was a good idea to make Dick Cheney's daughter the spokesperson for the GOP. Liz Cheney will have a promising career on CNN once a week, Ashley St. Clair said in relation to Donald Trump's statement on her ouster. I look forward to soon watching her as a paid contributor on CNN or MSDNC, Trump wrote in a partial statement.